You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you. I'll tell you what, if you're in a little bit of the doldrums and you're going to have a hard time kind of getting it going, step outside and take a real deep breath. Just go to your porch and just go as deep as you can. 8 below in Green Bay with 7-mile-an-hour winds coming from the south, which in my estimation makes the wind chill 14 below zero.
So what did you say from the south?
5 to 7.
It's 3 from the south. And minus 17.
There you go.
Whoa.
Wow. I'm just telling you, folks, step outside and take that first deep breath. Minus 8, wind chill of 17 below in Green Bay, 8 degrees in Appleton, minus 5 in Oshkosh. It is a unbelievably cold morning out there. I was talking to a buddy last night, big, he's probably listening, as a matter of fact, big ice fisherman, 18 inches of ice they're going through right now. No problems with that one. Anywhere, I don't think, it seems like. But you always have to watch for those cracks that always happens.
But it's Valentine's Day, so there's a lot of ways you can warm up. And even in the morning, if you're listening, before you go out.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, it just is, right? I mean, this is, you know.
It's the doctor
finally.
Of love.
Yeah, right.
Jim Schmidt.
At 6:07.
The mayor
that's
of
right.
love.
Hey, you notice what I'm wearing? Todd, come on. I'm just sporting the red and the pink. And
Todd looks like a longshoreman.
Yeah, I know. Todd, that's nice you wore black today. That's.
Well, I mean. It's actually blue, but
I like that.
Oh, it's
hat,
blue.
Though.
All right.
Yeah.
I like you. You look good. You look like a longshoreman.
I kind of look like.
Actually, I was watching a movie last night. That's what it reminds me of. Jerry, it was a great movie, probably 10, 15 years ago. Russell Crowe, Renee Zellweger, Cinderella Man.
Oh, I never
but
saw it.
But the boxer, James Braddock.
Never saw it.
Completely true story. But he really, really fell in hard times. So he had to go work on the docks in New York City. And everybody looked and dressed exactly like the way you look and are dressed right now.
I kind of feel like I look like the guy from DC Farms for Vets.
Yeah.
Can't remember his name.
Yeah, you I do. Saw him at, yes.
Yeah, you
a little bit.
Him.
Yeah, a little bit. He's cooler though, big, right? Yeah.
But I told you this morning.
I didn't mean
we've got to get Civic Media hats. Because my ears were cold walking here. So yeah, that's next. I really don't have a cap like that's. I do like that. I'd like a logo on there though. Can you do that, Todd?
Is it kind of a badass look you're going for when you wear that?
No. It's just, literally, my hair is getting long again.
Okay.
And didn't want to deal with it this morning.
Or that.
Yep.
It is Organ Donor Day. We're going to be talking about that today, right? With Mark. A little bit. Mark
Houston. A little
bit. Yep. Yep. Book Giving Day. It's always a great thing. Read to Your Child Day. Nothing better in the world to do. Have a Heart Day. Ferris Wheel.
Not Ferris Bueller.
No, I want to say Ferris Bueller Day. Ferris Wheel Day, Liberty Lovers Day, and of course, Valentine's Day. Is there a Ferris wheel at Bay Beach?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Two of them.
They don't have a double, do they?
I don't know what that is.
Double decker? You ever see those at the county fairs with the doubles?
Yeah.
Never had the cojones to go on one of those.
And did you say, what did you say? What kind of Lovers Day did you say? Libertarian? Liberty?
Oh, it's
Library Lovers
Day. I don't have my glasses. That's right. I thought it was Ferris Bueller, too. Library Lovers Day. All right. I'm a library lover. Absolutely. Drew Bledsoe is 53. Rob Thomas, 53. Jim Kelly, 65. God bless him, man. That cancer that he has and all the problems. Wow. Teller of Penn & Teller is 77. Pat O'Brien is 77. Carl Bernstein is 81. And Michael Bloomberg is 83 years old today.
Man, he's in good shape for 83.
I was surprised by that.
He is really solid. I've met him a number of times. I was surprised when I saw that, too. I would have guessed 73.
So was he the mayor?
Yep.
Of New York?
Changed the term from, their term limit out there, 8 years, and the people wanted him for 12. So, yeah, I was boy, when Favre went over there and we had this mayor's conference.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that. Was, gave him the big key to the city and all that stuff.
But he was at this mayor's conference. He was talking. He was really ribbing me. I was in the audience, obviously. And he, but he, tough, just super wealthy guy, but one of the nicest guys. So I can't believe he's 83. I hope I look like him when I'm 83. I hope I get to 83.
You know, I'll tell you something. I remember that when they signed him, and they did a huge roll out the red carpet, took him to the New York Stock Exchange, did all these things. And let me tell you something. Brett Favre no more wanted to be there doing all that stuff than he would have wanted to take a 2x4 to the forehead. He hated New York, hated that whole thing, hated the hoopla around him. He wanted to go to Tampa Bay and play for John Gruden. And I think he knew when he got sent to New York, the Packers won. Got him out of the program, or got him out of the division, got him out of the NFC, sticks him over there, a place where they're not going to play him. He was miserable. And that's why I think I was talking with somebody about this recently. They said, what do you think were Brett Favre's best years? 96, 97. And then in a lot of ways, I think his first year with the Vikings, he was incredible because he had gotten into such a lull with Mike Sherman where he could do anything he wanted. And that's kind of like when he got his own locker room, his own space, didn't want to hang out in the locker rooms anymore, all those kind of things. And that's when it kind of changed for him, that he wasn't held accountable anymore the way Mike Holmgren would hold him accountable, and got really lazy with his reads and his throws and stuff like that. And I think that year in Minnesota, when he knew it was all on the line his very last time, that's what I think was one of his best years ever. So it'll be interesting with Aaron Rodgers.
What do you guys think is going to go on there?
I got my pick.
Sick of that. And he does all his own press releases. And he's... You know, he took away from the Super Bowl, a lot of press releases, and then, you know, of course, I love politics, but I'm really watching these confirmations and what's going on, and then he's always in between, you know, if you look, those news feeds, you know, it's always, well, you know, Kennedy's doing this, and Elon Musk is doing that, and Aaron Rodgers, it's like, he doesn't belong in this list, but
he kind of does when you look at it, right? It's all the extreme wackos kind of being tossed around in a big salad bowl.
But I will say, the Jets, I give them credit. They held off until the day after, or a couple days after the Super Bowl before releasing him, because that would have been a huge, huge media event if they did that right before the Super Bowl. So I give him credit for that. I think he goes to Oakland. Or excuse me, Las Vegas.
You think so?
Yeah. I think Tom Brady's going to talk him into playing for him. That's my pick.
Thoughts, Jim?
Well, I don't care. My favorite team's going to be anybody playing him, so... I just think he's taken too much. It really upset me the most with him was the when he announced he wasn't happy with the Packers. He might go with the Jets during the NFL draft. And these kids have worked their whole life to do this, and he could not give them the limelight. And
That's
he took
him.
It that day. That day he announced, I may not go with the Packers, or I'm going with the Jets. He did something that took, and I just felt bad for those, you know, kids who've worked their whole life to get.
Well, it was kind of ironic, too, because, you know, the Packers kept saying they're trying to call him. And, I don't have any service at my $14 million place in Malibu. But somehow, you're right, the day of the draft.
Oh, everything was working fine.
Calls got through.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
So, I don't know. I used to know him, but it's too bad because I think those guys are super role models for so many young kids, girls, boys, just communities, and you know, you don't want to be an egomaniac or selfish or a narcissist. And you know, I don't know, maybe he'll be settled down with Tom Brady, because I'm a big fan of Tom Brady's, as I am of Patrick Mahomes. I think those are good people, but I don't know. I don't know him, but I do think he has taken advantage of the press for his benefit, not for the benefit of the community or understudies. So anyway, that's it. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I agree with that. I will say this, though. He has become, and I don't know why, he was one of the nicest guys in the world.
Totally.
I mean, I've covered the Packer team since 1984. There was a time I'd list him in the top five of nice guys, of good guys, normal guys, whatever. Now, I would list him top five of guys that have turned into somebody else.
Most people don't change that much. They change, you know, 6-10%. But you know, I was at his house and with one of my kids, and he gave us autographed jerseys. He had them all. He goes, pick out anything you want. And you know, he was, and just somebody who had that was that kind? And he'd go to the, you know, the Young Life, which is a Christian-based organization for kids that are kind of maybe lost a little bit in high school. And he got up and talked, and he shook hands with everybody. To go to someone who has to go to, like, this island to get, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, people change, I guess. It's,
I think with people like that, though, if you give them too much room, like being on Pat McAfee all the time, right? Obviously,
yeah.
that should have been stopped a long time ago.
Well, right? I still think the most funny thing in the world is when he went off during the season about how these former players who are trying everything possible to stay relevant by hosting radio shows. Well, that's Pat McAfee.
Hello.
To a T.
Hello.
Whoever heard of Pat McAfee? I remember he was a punter, but how often do you hear about punters? He was a punter. And God bless me, he makes $1 billion doing all these things now. But that's what he is. So Favre was trying, I mean, Rodgers was trying to rip all these people, yeah, you know, who come out with these opinions. And he's on one of those shows, but he couldn't see that. Got a text here. No worse than Brett Favre's wishy-washy decision to play or retire.
That was
Terry.
Tough. Terry's right. That was so on again, off again. And yep.
Yeah. Oh, that's 100% true.
Yeah.
And Michael says he's going to the Titans. I don't think so. I don't think he would go to the Titans. They're not good enough. I think he's got to look at it. One shot, some team going to go all in, roll the dice one season. And I could see Oakland doing, I could see Las Vegas doing that.
Titans are building a new stadium. They're putting money into that. I thought they were going to sell.
And that's great.
But
you know, is it going to be 43, 44, you know, when they're ready to make their big move? I think he needs to go to a team right now. That is another one that's being bandied about is the Rams, because Stafford, they're not sure they're going to re-sign Stafford. And now his wife has always been a piece of work. I remember when he was in Detroit, she'd come out with like most outrageous things. And she said this big thing the other day, and she's got a podcast, but hey, you know what? If they don't appreciate him, if they don't like it, we'll go somewhere else. We can pack. We're good. It's like, sweetie.
Okay, so how do you deal with that when you have a wife?
First of all, happy Valentine's Day to you.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Cisco. Yeah. Okay, can we just talk about something? Wow. Yeah. Oh, it was big time out there. And a lot of people are thinking, they're like, okay, we're tired of this. We're tired of her. We're tired of his whole thing. So, whatevs.
But talk about podcast. Mason Crosby's got his own, like, show now, right?
Okay.
And I just think him and his wife are some of the nicest people, and I hope that's successful. I don't know really how to tune into all that stuff, but he's been getting a lot of ink on his own show. So, yeah.
Good guy.
Some people can
one of the
that.
All-time good guys right awesome. There. I was trying to think of him. I'm just trying to think about all-time five. You know one guy that was one that would have been in the all-time top five, and he said one thing that really ticked me off? Ryan Longwell, when he said the only good restaurant in Green Bay was Applebee's.
Wow.
Yeah, when he went to the Vikings.
See ya.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, we got to send a quick break. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day. Big night tonight. The restaurants... I was checking out some restaurants because a friend of mine called and said, what are you doing tonight? And I'm like, hey, look, I'm ahead of the curve. I booked this. There's four of us going out to dinner. He's calling around, and there's usually the later ones or the earlier ones available. So you can still get in there, but you got to do something special today with your Valentine. So that's going to be a great night. And then
it doesn't
tonight,
matter who you are. You can't pull the don't you know who I am card.
No. You've never been able to pull out some cash from the old wallet and get in? Come on.
Is that your 50 on the floor? Oh, yeah. I didn't thought so.
That reminds me of Is Ferris Bueller when he's trying to get in. He's trying to tell him that he's Abe Froman,
the sausage king of Chicago.
That's funny.
Yes, I am. Dang right.
But today, too, we want to promote that. It doesn't have to do with Valentine's Day, but that boat show is going to be great today. That starts at noon. We had those guys on, 2 days ago? And it's pretty cool. I mean, there's, 70,000 registered boaters in Northeast Wisconsin, and they have everything there. And what's great about going to that today is not just the boat, but all the ancillary things they have. And one of them is a boater safety class that's free, and you can sign up and do it online, and just a lot you can learn about that. And that also can get you help you out of this bad weather too, knowing that you're going to be on the water and I don't know.
Yeah, they always I swear to God, this has been going on for a lot of years. It's like the worst weekend sometimes when they have that boat show. That's almost been like traditional, that the weather's going to be really crappy and people don't have anything to do, so we're going to go to the boat show and dream of when it's going to be. That I think that has to help the salespeople for that show more than anything, the crappier the weather is when they host that. Not even a question.
Just saying, look, you buy this. This weather will go away if you buy this.
Yeah.
And the RV show, there's a... Well, that's a fun show. I mean, I don't know if you have you been to that in Oshkosh, EAA?
No, not there.
Okay, that was there last year. It's unbelievable what camping has evolved into. Some of those RVs, you have everything in there. Just of course, they're not giving them away. But anyway, that's another show that's going on this
week. Well, one thing they've done to I actually watch a podcast, not a podcast, a stream. What do you call it, Todd, when you watch little things, videos?
Streaming.
Whatever.
Yeah.
On RV living. And it's really, it's amazing how much smaller. I mean, you can buy whatever. You can spend whatever amount of money. You can do whatever you want. But what I'm saying is some of them are like tour buses for a rock star. But then these other ones that look a lot smaller, it's ingenious how they've designed those things now for the most amount of like practical, functional, how this thing is also a this, and that folds to this, and that. It's amazing what they have in these small RV. I would spend a year, or at least in nice weather. I would spend April through Thanksgiving living in one of those, driving around the country. I would do that.
I would do Thanksgiving through April and just go south.
Well, that too. But I want to go north. I'm not a Florida guy. I want to go New York, New England. I want to go those places. That's kind of like an area I'd like to see.
I think next year I want to do the train.
Yeah, I would do that.
They have a new train now. Do you see that? You know, mm-hmm. They kind of sit facing out like you're watching a movie. Oh yeah, that's gonna be great. So I'd like to do that. I think that would be fun. But that RV.
Wait a minute,
you sit
facing out like you're watching a movie. What do you mean?
So instead of like the windows on your sides, you'd actually be facing the windows, right?
Uh-huh. It's like a theater seating almost. So it's tiered.
Yeah. So you face outward and can watch the landscape go.
That's above. Amtrak?
I don't know who has that.
I've always wanted to do an Amtrak, but every time I think about it, it seems like there's an accident. You ever notice that? I'm like, every couple of years, there is one. And it's like, I want to take that.
You could look that up, because when we were dealing, and I was out in D.C. quite a bit with the National, whatever it's called, their association. I think there's a train accident, like some hunter, and it's every week or every day. I'm not kidding. You'd be surprised how many accidents happen now, and not trains hitting each other, but you know. And he said it's a lot of hunters that I don't know. How can you walk in front of a train? Anyway, that's what the guy told me. But I think there's a little danger with that, but nothing more dangerous than cars.
So. I got a brother that hit a train one time.
How do you hit a train?
Well, I'm not, you know.
I mean, if it could happen.
I'm not going into all the details, but, okay, there's a unenforced crossing, whatever you call it, where you don't have the arms coming down. And it may have been late at night. He may have been with a buddy. They may have been, you know, on the way to church. And may have been a standard back in the day, and you put it neutral. And they may have kind of.
Wow.
And it, into the side of it. Yeah.
Do you remember that girl we had on here?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's all you had to say. I mean, if we're talking trains, that's all you had to say.
She
intentionally tried to get run over.
That's
that. I'll tell you what. You talk about the people we've talked to, or interviewed, or had. That is the most. That is of all the people. That's when I'd like to just sit down and say, "Can I have an hour with you? Turn off your phones. Where were you in your mind?"
Just to remind our listeners, we had she's an
inspirational speaker. It's not
right now.
Not,
that's
like,
what
take,
she does.
Yeah.
She's music now, but she was
hugely successful
in such a bad place that she laid on a
train track
and heard the train. It wasn't like she was passed out
and she
or,
didn't
and
jump
she,
out. And
no,
get out.
She waited for it. Took off both her legs, and
she was conscious.
Anyway,
that's the most bizarre story I've ever heard in my life. But I'd like to just sit with her. It's like, how dark of a place can you go that, you know, and you hate to talk about different methods, people, but to do that.
There's also got to be a lot of courage there.
My God.
You know, there's got to be a lot of darkness because you don't know that's coming and know this could be it.
Right.
Or
unbelievable.
By the way, in 2023, 4,845 train accidents in the United States.
Shut up.
Yeah. So it is. They said this was 10 a day?
More than 600 deaths.
Wow.
A lot of that stuff's out west, but I was just shocked when he told me that. Wow, I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. So anyway.
Wow.
That's, I think, probably people, hobos, trying to jump on.
Now I don't want to take a train.
I know, that's what I'm saying. And I'm not even joking about that. Because I've always wanted to do that one out west through, like, Montana or someplace.
Well, that they have something that's, I've done, from San Francisco down to L.A. I've taken that train a number of times. But I want to do the cross-country one. It's Canada, goes into the U.S. then. I think that would be I don't know if it's a vacation, get a club car. I don't know. I think it'd be great.
When my grandpa first moved over from Italy, that was his first job, was helping build that railroad across Canada.
Oh, yeah.
So that was not a great job. I mean, paid, but weather's a little tough at times. I got another text here. Somebody better give a heads up to Brock Purdy. Rodgers wants to go home. No, that's incorrect. Brock Purdy, who plays, of course, for San Francisco, Rodgers doesn't consider that his home anymore.
Really?
He's L.A. He's in L.A. He does not consider that area his thing anymore. That's where he grew up. But his home now is L.A., so I don't think he'd want to play for San Francisco. We'll see, though. He'll make sure it stays in the spotlight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we got Lisa Hale coming up, talking about New Wisco Weekend. We got Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine, talking about some really important type of things. We got Tony Wittenbach, John Kramer, Press Times. We got Dennis from the Glam Band, Jeff Larson, Green Bay Sail and Paddle. Back after this.
And me. We've got it together, baby.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. C. Rice submitted a new proposal to Brown County to either lease or buy the Pulliam Power Plant site. This would allow the company to move those massive coal piles out of downtown Green Bay to the Pulliam site, which is about 3 miles away. The company said this would also generate about $200 million in economic activity for the county. Three Oshkosh Common Council members are coming together to help residents understand the latest tax bills from the city. Paul Esslinger and Chris Larson will hold a meeting at 1:30 February 17th. Larson and Jacob Flom will conduct another meeting that evening at 6 p.m. Both meetings will be at Beckett's Restaurant. The council members request that people who would like to attend RSVP on Flom or Larson's Facebook pages to ensure enough seating. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is joining a lawsuit against John Deere. Wisconsin and four other states accuse Deere of forcing owners of its equipment to only use its own teams to make adjustments or repairs. Deere has been at the center of the right to repair movement, with farmers and mechanics accusing the company of disabling any tractor that is repaired by its owner or third parties. Moline, Illinois-based Deere is the world's largest maker of agricultural equipment. The Appleton Public Library is ready to welcome readers and community members to its new building at 225 North Appleton Street. A public grand opening for the brand new $40 million facility will be tomorrow at 9 a.m. A ribbon cutting will be at 11. There will be guided tours, family-friendly activities, and library card sign-ups will be featured. The library closed its last temporary location in November to move everything into the new library building, which features study rooms, creation studios, and special designated areas for teens and children. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back on a cold Friday morning. Wind chill of 17 degrees below zero in Green Bay, Wisconsin. 17 below. Minus 8 on the regular thermometer. Appleton is sitting at 0. Oshkosh minus 5. It is just a nasty cold day in there. So if you want to celebrate Valentine's Day by just staying in bed, you know what? We will give you permission. The Pope gives blanket absolution. I'm going to give blanket absolution. You can stay home from work today.
Well, and Jim was kind of saying, hey, you're going to get a little fun in the morning. Earlier.
It's the whole day. It's not Valentine's morning. It's Valentine's Day. You can do that. You can go home for noon. dinner after dinner before what? It's Valentine's
Todd, Day. Todd, you have to play Afternoon Delight.
Okay, there you go. Okay, there you go. All right, thanks, Lisa.
Yeah, I will.
Lisa, I just...
Okay, wait, that reminds me of the movie. Remember, what was it? A League of Our
Separate
Own.
Separate Wives.
No, A League of Our Own with John Lovitz, remember? Hey, girls, see the grass? Don't eat it. I'm going to go home, get a little tickle pickle with the wife, and I'll be back later.
I remember that. Wow.
So there you go.
Lisa, I was listening to your newscast. You really touch on our listening area. I mean, the Appleton Library, obviously that listening session at Beckett's, and the coal piles in Green Bay. So yes. I think those are all three things along the 41 corridor. Oh, here's his
1976 Starlight Vocal Band. A little Afternoon Delight on a cold day in Titletown.
Oh, Lisa, he walked the ramp and then you walked all over.
Thanks
the end.
Thanks, Lisa. Oh, nice guy. I hit the ramp.
I'm trying to twice
in
the show.
My career, Lisa, and that would have been one of them.
Yeah, you just
I'm so
ruined
sorry.
It.
Wow.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to ruin you walking the ramp.
Wow.
But you didn't hit the post.
I was.
You
he was close.
The post by about a second and a half.
I had one more word to say. You jumped in.
He was just going to go, love, and then that was it.
Hey, did I tell you that I won a bet on the Super Bowl on the length of the national anthem?
Oh, you did?
Yes. I took the under.
Okay.
And I won a bet by half of a second.
Okay.
Yes. Well, so there you go.
Who sang it this year?
That guy who was on Colbert.
Okay.
Baptiste.
John Baptiste.
Yeah.
Yep.
John Baptiste. Okay.
Hey, Lisa.
Yes?
Do we call you Lisa, or do we call you what Todd said they used to call you in Louisiana?
What was that?
What did Todd say they used to call
me? When you used to wear the tiara?
I didn't say that. She told that story.
I told you that. No, please call me Lisa. Do not call me the radio goddess.
Because she can't walk a ramp.
Exactly. Boy, you see that.
That was funny.
Oh, wow. I can too. Give me a ramp. I can walk a ramp.
No, Lisa, I'll work on it. Give you a few more years in the business and maybe we'll get you there.
Oh, my God. You know, I started when I was 16 or 17 in this business. And
I always thought those kids were pretty lucky. It seems like every radio station has had that kid that kind of cleans up on Saturday mornings and runs some, you know, special program.
Yeah, you know, that pretty much that's how I started was doing, you know, the top 40s or whatever that came in on vinyl and you had to. Oh, gosh, we could talk forever.
I'll tell you what, though,
other
teenage kids or even kind of were pretty jealous of you people who were going into an radio station with, you know what I mean? And you're there by yourself and you get to play music and push those buttons. That was pretty magical.
It was magical. And it was a cool thing to be doing as a high school senior. However, I also worked overnights while I was in high school. And that was difficult.
Wow.
I mean, that was back when you had to have somebody, if you were a 24-hour radio station, you had to have somebody in the station all the time.
Yeah.
And I did the overnight show, midnight to 6. And I'm telling you, going to school after that was quite difficult.
Wow. Your parents, that's a lot of work.
My mother was extremely supportive of everything that I wanted to do. And when this is so talk about Lisa time, but I started working, like actually working and a job when I was 15. In Louisiana at that time, you had to have special permission to work when you were younger than 16. Mm-hmm. And we got the permission.
I know, maybe I'm just wrong. Louisiana just doesn't conjure up in my mind like good child work laws or something. You know what I mean? It's like, he's 11, put him out there. It's good enough.
You know, when it comes to agriculture, yes.
Okay.
The kids are out there working their buttocks off.
Okay.
But I worked for the Council on Aging. I worked for school districts. I did everything I could starting at 15 to bring in money for the family. It's just what it was.
Cool. Good for you.
The opportunities, though, that you had, and again, 45 years ago. You said that yesterday. I don't mean to age you at all. You said that, 1981.
I did. All right, 1980 was 45 years ago.
And I know someone else who's similar to you, just kind of started hanging out at the radio station in Two Rivers, WTAQ. And went on to do pretty well. Those opportunities aren't as much, right? I mean,
no, they're really not. The same types of opportunities are not there that were there when I was coming up because of technology,
right?
Because of the advancement of automated. Everything that has happened. Everything is so automated. Every computers have taken over and done a lot, but there are still opportunities. I think you just have to think outside the box and you have to go for
it. So I stopped. I went and visited my mom yesterday. She's 92 and she was, you know, still always concerned about everyone and everything. And she was just talking about the labor force is being more automated. And she worries about people, kids, maybe that. And I'm like, I said, like let's just say hamburgers, right? I mean, they're getting these robots on that can flip 30 at a time, right? But I said, Mom, somebody's got to build the robot. And like you said, you got to think out of the box and maybe study something else that is going to, because there are going to be jobs that are going to get eliminated through technology, just like yours could have been. But I mean, somebody built the technology behind it, right? So there's jobs there. I don't want to scare people that technology is going to get rid of labor. What?
Well, I was just going to say Monday morning, welcome to Mino and the Mayor.
Yeah. Boy, did I have a crazy weekend.
Me too. Who's our first guest?
Well, not everything.
We would program it to say names wrong. We program it to give the current weather forecast, right?
Absolutely.
Not a guess. But I did see, speaking of radio, I know you were more talk radio, but artists now want to charge radio stations more for their music, for playing their songs. Did you see that yesterday, 2 days ago?
I did not see that yesterday, but I tell you, and this goes back, way back, and I'm sure Mino remembers these days too, filling out those ASCAP and BMI lists when you had to list everything you played. Who was the writer of the song?
Still do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
That's what
that was. I mean,
we have to pay for playing the bumper music in and out of your show, right? So they do get paid, but the difference now is it was only radio before. Now you've got all these streaming services.
Oh, yeah.
And they, you know, they only make a couple of pennies for every time somebody spins it. It's not like going down to the record store and buying a 45 for $2.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
This is better. Hey, Lisa, you do such a great job. But did you read this? Yesterday we were in your studio in Oshkosh, and we got the free newspaper the lady gave us. And
The
Herald. Is something you could take a look at, and maybe you do. I don't get to listen to your show every week. But this Wisconsin Top 10 Consumer Complaints. Did you read that article? I just thought that was really interesting.
We had that on the news this week already.
All right, so see, I told you I don't listen to you all the time. I was surprised. I just want to say that in reading that, I was surprised how low, like there were 9 complaints ahead of travel. I would think travel would be one of the bigger ones, but maybe that's just my own personal experience. But
well, there's complaints against the landlords, complaints against
that was the number one.
Yes, it absolutely was. And that makes sense when you think about it, because anytime you have a discrepancy with your landlord, you're going to complain about it.
Right.
And so that makes sense.
All right. You did that already. Well, okay. So much for me being your research guy.
I'll give you a news story. I just saw it on my phone here. I showed Todd. We had guys on earlier, like last year, from Midwest Restoration, where they go in after there's a fire or whatever.
Right.
Do a phenomenal job. And but they were telling us that one of their main calls was fires because of lithium batteries in the garages.
Yes. And there was garages. And that's
a house in Howard burnt down on Sunday because of that. That's like a serious thing, I think, that nobody really takes that seriously.
They don't take it seriously until someone they know is affected by it. I mean, there's lithium batteries cannot be disposed of the same way as other batteries because it causes fires in the dumps and everything. So lithium batteries are
that happened. You know what? When we were in Oshkosh, Lisa, we were at EAA last year, and that was one of the top stories when we came in. It was like at the landfill or something, or paper recycling, and one was in there and started the truck on fire. I mean, I'd love to get Mark Lambert on again for Midwest Restoration.
Ryan.
Ryan, I'm sorry.
Yep.
I mean, I bet in my garage, I probably got at least 2 of them plugged in.
I do.
And maybe in a basement one plugged in, and you don't even think about it. And they're, burning down houses.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So.
Damn.
Anyway, it's just a story idea for you, Lisa.
Thank you for the story.
We got plenty.
Yeah. Thanks, JR. I'll get that.
I'll get right on that.
Yeah, Tuesday I'm on
that one,
John. If
there's anything that I can say that I am busy and finding stories is not the problem.
Right. You know, though, I talked to the names, like Todd scolds me a lot. I forget names. The editor of the paper who was on yesterday.
Yes. Karen Schneider.
Right. Talking about keeping, you introduce a story. Let's just, something I'm most familiar with is the coal piles, but then you got to continue to do the follow-up besides just announcing the story. Cause now, I mean, that's really, people in Brown County are really on edge about that. They sent a new proposal. I'm a little familiar with what they sent, and is the county going to reject it? So, I mean, besides news stories, you got to keep track of some of the old ones or current ones.
Yes,
I should say.
Absolutely do. You absolutely do.
But you have a whole staff for that, like you said yesterday.
Oh yeah, I have an enormous staff that helps me cover, you know, all these counties that I'm in charge of.
Yeah,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8 primary counties, and then there's about 7 or 8 secondary counties.
Yeah, wow.
And I've got a huge staff, a very energetic staff, right, who puts in the hours and does the job.
All right. Can I tell you one? Can I just give you one? Just sitting back, being an observer, or being a consultant type person, can I tell you a couple of things I would do if I were you to improve?
What's that, Mino?
I would go to all the city council meetings in every one of those counties.
Oh, man.
You know,
don't
just say,
John.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
Don't.
Right, back it up, Mino.
Yeah, back it up.
Okie dokie, Lisa. Hang on. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, what? Is in the air.
This is a good one, Todd.
Everywhere I look around.
What show is this the theme of?
It wasn't
Love Boat.
No. Love Boat had its own
face. Oh, yeah, you're right.
I'll play that later.
Love Boat.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I Welcome back. Happy Valentine's Day to you. It's actually getting warmer in Green Bay. Wasn't it 8 below when we started today?
It was 10 below.
10 below.
Yep.
Up to 6 below.
Yep.
Lisa, you're digging this song.
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Lisa, you were jamming a little bit there.
Yeah.
I was jamming the song.
You're jamming.
I absolutely loved it.
That's a great song.
It is two.
That's the kind of music that I really get into.
2 degrees below zero where you're sitting right. No. You're in Oshkosh. It is 6 degrees below zero. Wind chill of 14 below where you are right now, Lisa.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I felt it when I left from my car to go inside the building.
You know what you got to do? Actually, your sales guy yesterday.
Peter.
Actually, he was going to say, I said, what's going on upstairs? He said, well, there's some condos they're putting in it. He said, they're really cool. You should get a place right there. You just go right up the steps to your condo in that cool old building right downtown Oshkosh. That would be pretty neat.
It would be. It would be. And if I ever decide to leave my husband, that's probably what I'd do.
Ah, okay.
But I don't think he would like to live upstairs.
Did not know that. Yeah. All right. I'm back. But I just thought, wow, would that be convenient?
You know, the radio station I started working in, God, KJBS in Bastrop, Louisiana, it had an apartment upstairs over the radio station that the owner of the station leased out to who he thought was the most responsible employees, that so they would take care of the station all the time.
Wow. Was Todd working there at that time? Because he would be the perfect person for that.
This was back in high school, so I didn't know Todd.
Hey, you said you worked overnights. I got to tell you something. I give a lot of those overnight people back at the old station I used to be at here, downtown Green Bay, a lot of credit. They'd be in this big old 150-year-old, well, not that old, but 100-year-old building. A lot of little rooms and big doors and dark hallways, and the bathroom looked like the one where Michael took the gun out of the toilet tank thing to go and knock off Carbazzi, yada, 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 yada. And these people, and like Katie was one of them, they'd be working there overnight by themselves, that entire building, and people could walk in, I mean, not from outside, but other, And she said it was scary sometimes.
I was one of those guys for about 2 years. I did overnights way back early in my career in that building. And it was creepy.
That's what I mean.
And then you'd forget to take your key out when you went to the bathroom and you get locked out. And you only had, 2 minutes and 30 seconds to figure out a way back
that
in.
That was the fun thing. When you had to go to the little girls or little boys room and you had to put on a radio or put on a record that was long enough
absolutely.
To do what you had to do.
Yep.
So did you end up just putting on Depends? How did you deal with that?
I banged on the door real loud many nights.
But Katie said that was a creepy feeling. You're in there at like 3:30 in the morning or something, mm-hmm. and you're the only one in the entire building?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we have some company. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, when I worked in Bryan College Station, Texas, our radio station was in a mall. And so, those overnight hours, you would see some things outside the mall and you're like, get in here and lock this door dang fast.
Well, it'd be interesting to sit in here and do a show like all night long, see what happens out here on Washington Street at 3 in the morning. Because we see the residue some mornings as we're walking in.
And employees, you want to retain good employees. And there's companies down here that now have security people that walk them to their car.
Well, that's lovely.
It is because... a little bit labor shortage, but the other thing is you want to retain a good employee. And if he or she says, I love my job, I like the company, but I'm not comfortable. That was a good investment on their part to pay somebody, it's not a cop, but it's a
somebody.
Security. It's somebody.
Okay.
It's somebody.
Katie used to deal with that because she had to park. She couldn't park in the parking lot.
Right.
WBAY,
so two blocks
down.
Away.
Two
right.
blocks down.
Yep.
I actually, or the
ramp.
I actually built her a weapon.
Of course you did.
I did.
Anybody here on this broadcast surprised by that information?
No.
Not me. No.
I took a piece of pipe, like rebar.
Yeah.
Sharpened it. On the top, I welded a big washer and for her keys, so she could have the keys on it, and then she could, and it had a washer on the bottom. Okay? So it's like, imagine this is the rebar. Okay? Todd, mm-hmm. you're not looking.
Yeah, I'm looking at no, you on
not.
The screen over here.
Okay. So I had the thing up there, the big washer. Then I welded another one down here, and then the point was right here, and her keys were here. So she could carry it just like that, and her hand wouldn't slip off because she had the washers on both ends.
That's actually quite clever.
But isn't mace a little, if you would miss with that.
I know, but she just wanted something to carry with her, and so, I wouldn't have taken her on.
So here's what's wrong with mace in a radio station, okay, because it happened to me.
You mean pepper spray mace?
Yeah.
Okay, because basically that would be called a mace, what I made her.
Gotcha.
Was kind of like a mace, too, in the old, okay.
Somebody at the station had mace in their desk for that reason, right? Mm-hmm. Worked in a bad part of town kind of thing, and I was sitting at the desk having a conversation with somebody, and I opened up the drawer, and I was just, how you scribble with a pen while you're talking or you're on the phone and stuff, and here's this keychain, and I'm just kind of messing around with I maced the room.
Wow. I've never had it, but I've heard it's horrific.
Yeah. It was bad. The poor guy that I was working with had asthma. He had to go home for the day.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
I've got a can that's old. Okay. Got it from Cub. And actually, one day I was walking on Fox River Trail, and there's this dog just going off. And even though he was behind a fence, I thought, should I nail him? But I didn't know if the stuff worked well enough. So I just sprayed some on a branch, and I'm sniffing it. People must have thought, what's he doing?
Yeah.
I mean, he was trying to climb over the fence to get to me. So I need protection.
Lisa, I got a quick follow-up story I'd like you to just comment on. Then we'll talk about your show this weekend. You did a story on the whole bird flu, egg prices.
Mm-hmm.
Any good news coming out of that?
Not that I have now.
Neither.
No.
I just, okay. Man, it's crazy. How?
Yeah, it's still a problem, and
right here in Wisconsin it's huge. Wow.
It is.
Okay, I was just all right. What's going on this weekend? Quickly, your show.
New Wisco Weekend, 8:00 Saturdays, 11:00 Sundays. Random Acts of Kindness is our theme this week, and it is a great one.
All right. Happy Valentine's Day.
We're and expecting you.
Life's sweetest reward. Let it flow. It floats back to you.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.